All right, let's switch gears here and talk a little Bitcoin. You're a little fired up about this. We begin the show, you're telling me Bitcoin is under pressure. Blah, what's the issue? 50,000.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I woke up this morning, really good, solid overview on the left rail, the Wall Street Journal site, looking at Bitcoin. Now, when I woke up, Bitcoin was under 50,000, so we're seeing a little rally here. Hence, I was a little more fired up about talking about this. But really, the journal going into a lot of detail on why the Bitcoin price rally, at least before we showed that graphic, the Bitcoin price rally stalled. And they're making the case that we've seen a greater push or more investor flows into Ethereum and Cardano, the latter of which I suspect a lot of investors never even heard of before it started rallying the past month. And that perhaps has come at the expense of Bitcoin. But listen, we just heard from Liz Young over at SoFi on the topic of crypto. Crypto, it's here to stay, Miles. I think that's pretty fair to say. And it should hold, it should be some. It should have some component, or you should have some exposure to it in your portfolio, whether it's 5%, 10%, under 5%, unclear. But again, you should probably have something in your portfolio.
Well, I mean, we were just talking to Bank of America yesterday. You just use your Venmo to buy your coins. How easy is that? It's already fake money, so you might as well put it into something else.
You were an early adopter of that.
Early adopter. I did it like 2 weeks ago. But
I thought
it's
you used
nice. It's
Venmo
easy.
early on.
Well, I use Venmo, but not Venmo to buy crypto.
Interesting. So you bought crypto.
In my Venmo, with my Venmo.
Okay.
Because I think about the Venmo dollars is fake. Like back in the before times, when you're out, you're friends all the time, blah blah. I liked to have a lot of money in Venmo because then it felt like I was going out for free. Because it's like, one day you pay, get a couple hundred bucks, then you can go out for like weeks without spending any money because you're just giving the Venmo dollars away. So now I put half of it in Bitcoin and half in Ether. It's fine. It's going up. It's going
I'm writing that
up.
story
Remember
right now.
that?
Why Miles Ulland owns crypto. Hold on.
There you
BRB.
go. Because it was easy. Because it was easy. And after spending $0 with Venmo over my life, they charged me like some outrageous fee to do the transaction. But look, I said the money's fake, so who am I to complain about the fee? We'll let that one go. All right.
Gotta pay to play, baby.